Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowell. Russell Jackman will probably be joining us next week from assignment of shoulder surgery, so to speak. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. We have miscellaneous trivia is our theme. This is our first show of 2025, so hopefully we'll cover the year in sports and college football. Aaron Rodgers, is it time to retire? What about LeBron? Steph Curry? Talk about maybe some college coaches who were being sued by their players. We'll find out why. Super Bowl potential, Bills and Lions. If that happens, we'd have a first-time winner. Lions haven't been in Super Bowl yet, but the Bills four in a row lost. And then the Pop-Tart Bowl. Did you see that? It was so cute.
Pop-Tart Bowl, man. That is the coolest bowl game around. I'm sorry.
It is. I'd like to find out how many Pop-Tarts were sold after that. Yeah.
Did you see the trophy presentation?
Yeah. And then they all decide which one they're going to eat. They're like cinnamon and toast, and boom, they just dive into it. I mean, I think it's a really, 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 it's fun. It's definitely makes sports fun. And then the NFL on Netflix. I mean, what's going to happen next? Hulu, HBO, Showtime, Disney Plus. I mean, it's going to get kind of crazy.
You know, quite frankly, Edward, who cares? And second of all, and I don't mean that to diffuse the subject, but let's just talk about the Pop-Tart poll, whole game, the whole show. I mean, nothing's better than talk about Pop-Tarts. What flavor do you like? Because that presentation, and we'll say it for the show, but that presentation is the best in college football. It's awesome.
I thought that was really, really good. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcovein.com for reservations. That's elkcovein.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell. First of all, Happy New Year to all of our listeners across the world, because we also have not just the United States syndicated across hundreds of stations, but Armed Forces Radio. We salute our brothers and sisters of arms in the Armed Forces. Something I had forgot to mention before when we cut out like all the various things we wanted to talk about. Teoscar Hernandez, baseball player, hit .272, 33 home runs, 12 stolen bases. He gets a 3-year, $66 million contract for the Dodgers for hitting .272. I mean, yeah, 33 home runs is a lot, but...
Yeah.
Really? 272 and 12 stolen bases? I mean, I guess he's a really good, I think he's a shortstop. Okay, so then Tigers signed former Yankee second baseman Kleber Torres to a 1-year, $15 million contract. He only hit .257 with 15 home runs and 63 RBIs and 26 doubles, okay? The Diamondbacks signed Corbin Burns from the Orioles to a $210 million contract. He pitched 194 innings with a 2.92 ERA and 181 Ks. I mean, Mike, you and I are worth at least half that much, aren't we?
I would say so. First of all, Edward, you did not give me a chance to respond, but it's critically important I say this. I want to say to you, my friend, my broadcast partner, Happy New Year. And I also want to thank you for allowing me to be part of your show. And this is a real blessing. And you have to be grateful as we begin the new year for our blessings, because there were some challenges in 2024 for me personally. And life is not always easy. But anyways, the bottom line is it's a blessing to be part of your show. So Happy New Year to you, your wife, and your family. And you know, this is a great, yes. But, you know, speaking, thank you, Edward. I'm looking forward to this new year, aren't you? I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, regarding these baseball players, capitalism. I mean, what else can I say? I mean, good for them. No, they're not worth it. They're not worth it. It's ridiculous. I mean, you're hitting. Yeah. What'd you say? What's that? That new Dodger hitting? What?
272 through 33 home runs, 12 stolen bases.
I mean, 33 home runs is definitely worthy. But no, 12 stolen bases. You know, a guy who would be worth the money, and I'm not trying to ditch this topic at all, but I think it's something that you and I really need to talk about, is the greatest leadoff hitter to ever play baseball, Ricky Henderson. And, you know, Ricky just passed away. We didn't get a chance to talk about his passing, but talk about a you know, 5-8-tool player. The guy did it out. The guy did it all. The guy did it all. He was obviously could hit the ball. Once he, you know, got on base, he was a weapon every time. And he was, you know, offensively, he was brilliant. Defensively, he was superb. Golden Glove winner. But Ricky Henderson, Hall of Fame player, died at 65. Really tragic. Pneumonia. And if you look at him, you look at his physical body, some of the pictures of him, he looks just like a behemoth, a god, god, doesn't he? But I know you were, you and I are in the Bay Area and grew up around the A's. And I'm sure that you, Ricky Henderson, must have had a tremendous impact because he was Oakland A's baseball, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and, you know, eventually, I mean, he played for like 9 different teams, you know, and he, the Yankees, he made a big impact too. And to a lesser extent, Toronto, but, you know, the other other teams he played for too. But yeah, no, definitely you think of Oakland. Because if I remember, he's also an Oakland native too, wasn't he?
I believe he was, yeah. I believe he was from this area. And, you know, to me, you're right. I can't, when you just said that, I cannot believe that he wore that many different uniforms. But to me, I just picture him in an A's uniform. To me, you talk about Ricky Henderson and Reggie Jackson. To me, that's A's baseball. Put the picture in there. I was a massive fan of, we're not going to talk about the A's, but I see their president just quit. Vida Blue. You know, to me, that's like A's baseball.
He passed on.
Let's hope Reggie stays around for a while. But it's just a big loss to the game of baseball. He was a special guy. I don't know what he did off the field. I'm sure he helped people. I hope, you know. So I just hope he's a. I believe he wore a cross every time. I think he loves God, so that's good. I hope he's with him right now.
That's so important. That is the most important. Yeah, you know, he's one of those guys who it's like no matter what you were doing, you'd stop and watch. Because, you know, greatest layoff hitter of all time. I mean, I don't even think there's a close second. Maybe did Rod Carew was he a leadoff hitter?
He was. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. Another Hall.
But Ricky hit for power as well. I don't know what his lifetime average was, but, you know, 280, 290, maybe. I don't think he was a 300 hitter.
I don't know what Ricky. That's a you know, I'll have to look that up because I don't know what his lifetime. You know, let's see, he played 25 seasons in the major leagues. 25.
Was that many years? Wow.
He was known as the Man of Steel, right?
Yeah.
So 25, nine teams from 1979 to 2003 played for the A's, and you know, just I'm trying to find his stats right here, but batting average 279, Edward.
279. Okay, that's what I said. About 280.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. 3,055 hits.
Yeah.
297 home runs. Batted in 1,115. Stolen bases, ready for this one? 1,406.
That one's going to be tough to beat.
That one's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah. And if you remember, he was the 5,000th strikeout with Nolan Ryan.
Talking about another legend, Nolan Ryan. Man, I'd love to get him on our show.
We'd love to get him on. Did you see the documentary on him? You got to watch that. If you didn't, it's really good.
The same thing with Joe.
That's a good one, too.
Because he basically is a rancher, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
He's a real cowboy, he's a tough guy.
Imagine throwing as hard as he did for as many years.
Yeah,
he never slowed down.
Yeah, he keeps going. I think he's got a work ethic that you call the old phrase second to none. It's true.
Yeah, facing him. In fact, but I do remember Will Clark, the first pitch he saw in the Major League was hitting a home run off Nolan Ryan, first pitch.
That's quite a resume starter.
Yeah. I don't think Will Clark, I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame, but he would probably be a leg below if he wasn't.
Yeah, he's one of those players where you kind of say, well. I mean, I love him. He was a competitor, played at Mississippi State, and was one of those guys that just played the game right, kind of like Pete Rose, man. I mean,
yeah. In fact, if I remember correctly, it was after Mitch Williams, he read his lips that now they talk inside their mitt. Hey, we got to go to a commercial break here.
Already.
Can you believe it? What city was home to the first movie theater in the United States? Now, I'm going to give you the year. Not necessarily that'll help you, but it's interesting. 1896. What city was home to the first movie theater in the United States? Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell. First trivia question, what city was home to the first movie theater in the United States?
Okay, question for you, you got to give me a little hint. Was it not a major city?
Well, you've heard of the city for sure. I don't think one would consider it a major city. It's not the capital. But it is a well-known city, mostly for music. Mostly for jazz.
Okay. Did you say what?
Mostly for jazz music.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah. Isn't that weird? New Orleans, that first movie theater. These questions are a little off. I might have to kind of give you some hints, but they're just sort of fun ones.
So yeah, good question. Yeah.
Okay, so the NFL, Netflix, I mean, they've done an Amazon Prime, and most people have Amazon Prime, and not everybody has Netflix, and then sometimes you don't even know. It's like it's not advertised, or it's not easy to find. I mean, what do? You go online and go Google, say, where can I watch, you know, this game? In fact, last year, wasn't it like the Chiefs game, you had to get Peacock or something?
I
mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy, and I'll say this just because you want as wide an audience as possible, and what that tells me is that they don't care about the person that say can't afford that. They can afford basic cable. You know, times are tough. So what the NFL is saying, no, if you want to watch us, our precious little product, and it's a good one. I'm not stating that at all. You have to subscribe to Netflix or, you know, Apple or one of the other services where we carry our games, and you have to subscribe to it. And you know, that is really, and we've known about it. I know a guy who actually innovated that. The subscription type service to pay for, sports. I think that's where they've always wanted to go with this.
Because it's always been free on ABC, CBS, and Fox.
You just nailed it right there. I mean, are you telling me, and I don't know, I don't have the stats in front of me, but are you telling me that more people watch Netflix than ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox? I don't believe that.
No, but you know what? I got to think that Netflix said, we're going to pay, you know, $2 billion or whatever. And the NFL goes, yeah, we don't care. I mean, as long as you pay us, Netflix or whoever to get subscribers. And then the advertisers, I'm trying to remember, do they have advertisers during the game? They might have some.
They must. They must. Yeah. I think. You know what? I didn't watch the game.
Well, here's the funny thing is that you could subscribe for free for like then cancel it, you know. So it's very disappointing. Let's put it that way, because we're especially for like a playoff game. I mean, that's just
right.
That's not American.
Right. No. You're right.
Well, at this point, they start separating it out. You know, Hulu, HBO, Showtime, Peacock, Max, Disney Plus. You know,
right. So right? I mean, now for the playoffs, they're not going to be. Is it going to be on Netflix as well?
I don't know. I mean, again, to watch that Chiefs game, which was a really important game, you had to go to Peacock. I mean, how many people have Peacock? How many people knew it was going to be on Peacock?
No. Yeah, exactly. Excuse me.
All right. So moving back, let's move back on to the Pop-Tart Bowl. So when I was a kid and they came out with Pop-Tarts, I think it's when I was a kid they came out. And blueberry was the bomb. And then they came out with the frosted ones. And then the chocolate frosted or the chocolate blueberry. I mean, they had my heart after that for the Pop-Tart. It's very fun, though, to watch everyone sort of, you know, have the Pop-Tarts pop up. I mean, it was silly, but it was fun, silly.
I'm sorry. Who was in that bowl game? Do you remember? I watched it for a little bit.
I can't remember. It was just such a fun Pop-Tart thing that you'd have to, after that, I'd have to go back and look at it.
You know, I apologize, but, you know, when you don't know, you got to look it up. You know, it's one of the coolest, most innovative way to for marketing. I mean, that's what it is. And I mean, everybody loves it. The old, the middle, the young. It was played in Orlando. I know. I remember that. And it's just, you know. Here, you pick out the flavor, and then all of a sudden the guy goes to the top of the toaster, jumps in, and voila. I mean, does it get any better than that?
No, that's the best. All right. Hey, moving on. Back to football again. If you have a Super Bowl with the Bills and the Lions, one of those teams is finally going to win. Or it could be Minnesota and the Bills. They've each lost four Super Bowls, so we're going to have a brand new winner if it's in either of those teams. What do you think? Any predictions?
I think we're going to have a brand new winner. I mean, since my team, the 49ers, is not going to be in it, I think it's high tide. I'm personally rooting for the, Detroit Lions because of the local connection by the name of Jared Goff. But you look at the Bills, 13-3 overall, and they really are a team to reckon with, I believe. Josh Allen is a superb quarterback. I mean, he's really doing good.
Okay. Yeah, you don't get too many 245-pound quarterbacks anymore. So he's almost like a running back in a way.
He is. He's his story is so remarkable. Nobody wanted him. Josh Allen, the Bills. Nobody wanted him. You know, I think he only had one team finally recruit him. He played JUCO football and finally ended up at the University of Wyoming after he wrote all these coaches. And one coach, the Wyoming coach, finally paid attention and looked at him and look where he is now. He's an all-pro quarterback. He's on the verge of potentially winning a Super Bowl. And, you know, it's just one of the great stories in football.
Things really helps is he's tall also. I don't know how tall he is, like 6'4 or something. Yeah, whereas Brock – he is, I don't know, maybe 6 foot, 6'1", maybe, and he gets a lot of his passes blocked. You know, but Doug Flutie used to have that problem because he was 5'10" or something.
Yeah. You know, you say Doug Flutie. I got to tell you, I interviewed Doug Flutie when he played in the Canadian Football League. He played for the British Columbia Lions, and I got to tell you something. He was truly one of the nicest guys I met. Just very affable and, would talk to me. And this was prior to his success in the National Football League. He was great, man. He was a first-class guy and just had the heart of a champion. And, I personally am not a tall guy. So when I got – I don't know how – what was he, 5'11", maybe 5'10"?
No, I don't think he's that tall. He's somewhere like 5'9", maybe 5'10".
I mean, who does that anymore? I mean, do you not root for guys like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I still remember. I think it was 1984, Boston College over Miami Hurricanes. It's one of the most famous college players, plays. Yeah.
And by the way, it was Iowa State who beat Miami in the Pop-Tart Bowl. Okay. How about those Cyclones? You got 10-3 this year, 10-2.
So, you know, teams usually, it's like they want the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl. You watch that Pop-Tart Bowl. People are going to be going, no, that's the one I want to play in.
I agree 100%. Is there anything else in the NFL that surprised you? I mean, you look at the standings a little bit here, Edward, and, you know, Baltimore's left. Huh?
The cream of the crop is rising. I mean, looking at Detroit all the time, but Minnesota might be the top seed.
Yeah, but you know who's got the best record in the league is the freaking Chiefs, 15-1.
Yeah. 15-1, yeah.
15-1, and then you go down to the NFC East, and you see 13-3 Eagles, the Lions 14-2, Tampa's 9-7 is not a great record. I mean, it's a winning record, but it's not great. Now, how are they going to do? I got to say this. It's really hard. I'm not going to say it's the worst division in football, but it's definitely not the best. The NFC West, the Rams 10-6, Seattle, and then our 49ers having one of the worst records in recent memory, of course, due to injuries, 6-10, which is pretty tough stuff.
It is. I don't think any of the West teams are going to. They're not going to make it past the next round. Okay, tell you what, we're going to get to another break if you can believe it. Which fruit is essentially a clone of itself?
Whoa,
that's a weird one. I mean, there's only so many fruits we know. It's a normal fruit. It's nothing weird. That's our trivia question. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. That was Mike McGowan, and I'm Edward Brown. So let's do our trivia question first. Which fruit is essentially a clone of itself? Pick a fruit, any fruit.
Tangerine.
A banana.
Really?
Don't ask me why, but a banana.
I won't.
The next question is kind of a fun. This could be a fun, interesting one. All right, you said you got something for me.
I don't know if you heard about this, but the FAA is looking into a really scary situation. The Gonzaga basketball team, Gonzaga University hoops team, was at LAX, and apparently the team airplane was getting ready to cross a runway as another flight was taking off this past Friday. So it could have had a air traffic controllers directed that was Key Lime Air Flight 563 to hold short. In fact, they made an emergency. They said, stop. Urgently called out the Key Lime airplane to stop immediately as the Delta jet was taking off at LAX. That could have been disastrous. I don't know if you've seen the video, Edward, but it really not only just general public safety, people like myself or you, our family members, you know, we're not the VIPs, so to speak, but when you got these, you know, teams who literally make millions of dollars now, four-year universities, that could have been an absolute disaster.
1971, Marshall, the whole team.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I got an interesting story about airplanes like that. So my wife and I were flying down to, I think it was Long Beach from SFO. And as we're taxiing, as we're ready to taxi, the pilot, this guy was perfect. He says, okay, so we were going to come in at gate number 14, but we've been rerouted to gate number 2. It's like, okay, well, what do we care, right? So as we're taxiing, I'm looking outside, and I see, I counted them, there were 15 fire engines, and I see bits of airplane that's on fire as we're passing. And fortunately, the pilot he didn't really say anything much. He just kind of drove right by. When we got out, the people who were supposed to meet us said, oh, my God, thank God you're okay. We go, what happened? You look on the TV screen. This was the one where a U.S. airplane had landed on top of another I don't know if it was a U.S. Air or United or something. But we were on the flight just before. And it was just like the same number, you know, that there was whatever. And they thought it was us that was in there. Can you imagine that? I don't know. Not too many people died on that. A few people did, obviously, because plane lands on another plane.
And that was at Long Beach?
Well, I think it was in Long Beach, yeah. Back in 1988 or 1990, something like that. Look it up. Because we eventually saw it, and we go, holy crudge. There's a plane on top of another plane. Okay, so on that happy note, I've got a silly joke of the week. Ready? Here's a silly joke. So a guy placed an ad at a local affairs website. I have 2 tickets for Super Bowl, both box seats. I paid $2,500 for each ticket, but I didn't realize last year when I bought them that it was going to be on the same day as my wedding. I'm looking for someone to take my place. The wedding is at St. Thomas Church, Providence, at 3 p.m. Her name is Amanda. She's about 5'6", 130 pounds. She'll be the one in the white dress.
That's cute. I like that.
You like that? Okay. So now we're getting into the new year. So LeBron turned 40, and yeah. I think he's what, 38 maybe? 38, 39 maybe?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yesterday was his birthday, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or on yesterday would have been what, was that Monday?
Yeah. So, the 30th was LeBron's birthday because I know he's got 1984 tattooed on there. So that's how I know how old he is. So do you think, I mean, he's still playing pretty well and Steph's off a little bit, but these guys talking about retiring. And then what about Aaron Rodgers? That last game, he just didn't seem like he wanted to be out there.
You know, I think ultimately he regrets playing for the Jets. Not a good football team. They got rid of Saleh, their head coach. It's a team that's not strong. I don't know how many years Rodgers signed his contract for, but I think if you put him on a really, really good team, he's still got something left in the tank, and I think he believes that. Look at Tom Brady. He's a good example.
Yeah. Well, Rodgers got sacked more than anybody, even more than Tom Brady. He just beat the record. 500. Can you imagine? I think it's 568. Can you imagine being tackled 568 times? Now, some of them are going to be like grabbing an ankle, but the other ones are going to be like, put you in the hospital potentially.
Hey, Edward, I got a quick transition, but it's an important question because money wise, one of the biggest money makers around, somewhat, I don't know what it's going to bring in, but is the college football playoffs. And, you know, I know that our show is going to be aired over the weekend. And, you know, look at the games that are on tap. We've got number one Oregon against Ohio State, number two Georgia against my fighting Irish, go Irish. I want them to win. And then the game, two other really super interesting games in Boise State was favored over Penn State. Of course, I know the games are going to be over with by the time the show airs. I think you and I have a little bit of a heart for Boise State because our friend Chris Fulton, who was on our show, one of the great Bay Area basketball players, his son is the backup quarterback at Boise, and they're playing Penn State for the Fiesta Bowl. That's going to be really fun, and we can talk about that. And the last game, Edward, that's a total surprise. How about those Sun Devils of Arizona State against number five? How'd they do? We'll find out real soon because, like I said, another show airs after the games. But, boy, what an interesting college football playoff, particularly Boise State and Arizona State, two teams you don't really – Arizona State, especially.
Boise State's had some good teams for the last 10 years.
Longer. Don't you remember the famous play where they played Oklahoma and they had the Statue of Liberty play in the Orange Bowl? It was 2007.
Oh, okay.
They've been good for 20 years at least. And To me, Edward, I was at the 1982 play with the band, the Cal Stanford game where the band is on the field, which is one of the all-time great games. But I think that Boise State Oklahoma game was one of the best games in the history of college football. It was phenomenal.
It's still very exciting. In fact, you mentioned the play. So a friend of mine who I've had on the show a long time ago, he was an offensive lineman for Cal. And the thing is, he was on the sidelines. So he was kind of like, well, he's fairly tall, but it was like, what's going on?
And I believe I know your friend. He is the great Greg Loberg.
Bingo.
Also a friend of mine. What a great human being he is. And, I know our national audience don't care, but Greg Loberg comes from one of the best football families in the history of Marin County, actually the history of the Bay Area. Boy, what a talented, big family they are.
The tallest person was the one girl out of seven kids, and she was like 6'2", 250. So, they're all very large human beings.
And his mother was a saint, by the way. Mrs. Loberg, I loved her. What a nice lady.
I didn't know her that well, but she was really sweet. I went to Ricky's funeral because he was the only one who was my age.
And,
he apparently he was paid for the Oregon Beavers, and he had a career, and then he hurt his knee and just kind of went downhill from there. He was hoping to play in the NFL, and you know, it was really kind of funny. I remember being in high school, and we were going to play like a pickup game, you know, just sort of, you know, guys. And I remember, you know, saying, "Hey, Ricky, you want to play with us?" And he goes, "Nah." And I said, "Why not?" And he goes, "No, I don't want to get hurt." And I'm thinking, this guy would pummel all of us, but he was looking at, you know, his going to college, and he was smart for not playing. Hey, one quick thing here before we go to our break. Some college coaches are being sued by their players because they were promised NIL payments, and some were for recruiting players, and they were never paid. And so some of these players, in fact, they on a practice, they just all walked out. They just said, you know what, forget it, we're not going to play. And then they were going to boycott a game, and I think they ended up playing. But, I mean, that's what happens when you start getting into all these payments and stuff. You know, I mean, I'm not condoning what the coaches did, but I mean, and it's not just one coach, it's a few coaches, and it's not little money. I mean, it's like $100,000 or $250,000 in one case. I think it could have been as high as $1 million. And I don't understand all this NIL stuff. You know, it's a likeness, but I don't know how do you, you know, it's like what an image. And you claim you have the image, you know, it's like having a Honus Wagner baseball card or something. I do you know enough about that stuff? I don't.
I mean, look, I know that. Let's say you're Edward Brown and you want to sell the Brown jersey. I mean, I believe the kids are able to make money off their, you know, jerseys, for example. Okay. You know. Video games, but I mean, commercials, etc., TV, radio commercials. Where is the image and likeness other than that being portrayed? How is it being guided and crafted? I don't know where. I mean, so we think TV, radio, video games, shirts, merchandise. Where else is it being public speaking? I don't know.
No, it was something to do with cards. It used to be, like, when they first came out with it, like cards. But they weren't cards. They were digital. You know, it's like buying a painting, but not the original painting. It's like a digital. I don't know. To me, it just kind of, it's sort of like, you know, I'm not a big Bitcoin guy, even though, sure, I missed it when it was, you know, $5,000 and then $17,000 and then $50,000. And I'm still waiting for it to not be worth $99,000 anymore. You know, same sort of thing, because it's not backed by anything. It's just, you know, hey, we should start the Mike McDowd, Edward Brown coin.
We'll have our own. We should. Listen, and the beauty of it, it would be like hotcakes in America. And worldwide would be, excuse me, it would be phenomenal. Because...
that would definitely have to. I tell you what, while you're thinking that thought, we're going to cut to our next break. All right.
Oh boy, sorry about that. All right, the coin idea caught me by surprise so much that it made me cough and choke. Yeah. So, anyways.
Okay, here's a trivia question: how much did Nike pay for its swoosh logo? And I'll give you the year. It was 1971. And I'll give you a hint when we I'll give you a hint now. Well, I'll tell you what. Give a quick guess before we go on vacation, before we go to cut to our break, and I'll tell you how close you were.
Are you a hint right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
How much did they pay? Yeah. You know, I got a pair of 90.
Before we get to break, right now, apparently it is worth $26 billion. All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell. Our third trivia question, how much did Nike pay for its swoosh logo?
Well, you know, Edward, I just got a pair of Niner tennis shoes, red, and it says established in 1972, Nike. I think that's when the company actually,
So in 1971, they bought the logo, and then 72.
Right. So I'm going to go, you know what, I'm going to do something. I'm going to say a dollar.
No, you did underestimate it.
But even back then?
Yeah.
$1 million?
$35.
How much?
$35. I guess someone came up with the logo and they said, okay, I'll give you 35 bucks for it. And now apparently it's worth $26 billion. Again, I think the company is probably worth $26 billion. And in fact, I think Michael Jordan makes more than all of the people who make the shoes in Malaysia because he gets all his royalties. pretty funny. Okay, you ready for our thoughts for the day? Here we go. So earlier this morning, a man knocked on my door and asked for a small donation toward the local swimming pool. So I gave him a glass of water. Right? And people who use selfie sticks really need to have a good long look at themselves.
They do, yes.
Okay, this is our first show of 2025. I'm hoping next week Russell will join us. He's always got some fun things to say. Tune in, audience. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Happy New Year. Thank you, military.